us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber. Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Ludington.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Osmer.
Here.
Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This now brings us to the approval of the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Support.
I have a motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of July the 7th, 2025.
Make a motion to approve the minutes from July 7th, 2025.
Support.
I have a motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of July the 7th, 2025 are approved. This brings us to proclamations, special presentations, in which we have none tonight. This brings us to public hearings, again, which we have none tonight. This brings us to our first citizen comments, which each person wishing to address the City Council shall be afforded one opportunity to up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion and up to 3 minutes during the last occasion. When recognized, come to the podium, give your name and address, and direct your comments to the mayor. Is there anyone wishing to address the council tonight? Mr. Mankey.
For some of those of you that are new on the council, may not know, but in 2012, there was a lot of unpaid parking tickets, and it was a big problem. I'm getting that age where I just, these things I remember. And I found out that I went online, and I was able to bring this up from 2012, from November. And at that time, there was a program put into place, and in that program was where the unpaid parking tickets could be taken and given to the court. Then it could be run through the court, and people could not get their driver's license until they paid their parking tickets. You still have that on the books. I made a call today to the city to find out if that was still being done, and I was told that because this is $5,130 and the cost and such, you guys aren't doing that with this money, this $5,130, but it's still there. If you want your driver's license, you got to pay your parking ticket. This council put it in 2012. Now, if it's not cost effective, totally understand. But one thing I missed was I was looking in the packet. I don't see the list of names. That's to be given out. It's always been given out. Whenever you've written off anything or whenever people vote to parking tickets or whatever, you've always listed the names, just like you do with tax and everything else. I think it's very important that the public see the names and see how much each one, so they can tell if it's just been a couple business people, they're getting all written off, or whether it's a whole bunch of tourists and such and it's one or two or three. But we do have some scofflaws that claim they'll never pay their parking tickets. And if it's cheaper to write them off like this, the $5,130, fine. But I want to see the names. If I have to FOIA them, we'll FOIA them. But you've never had to do that before. You've always put them out. So I think that's very important. I don't know whether you folks have seen the names. It's not in the packet, so I think that should be taken into consideration. Whether it's somebody that says I'll never pay my parking tickets, and it's just cheaper to wipe them off, and then you have someone who actually pays their parking tickets, and they don't get anything. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mankey, for the comments to the council. Yes, sir.
name is Jeff Turner, and I live at 204 Oakwood Avenue. And I have something to say about what Tom was saying, because I've had three cars parked out in front of my house, and they don't have no ticket on it, and they've been sitting there since Thursday night. And there's one, like I say, I know we got an ordinance for especially parking by the, there's a fire hydrant, and it's right beside a fire hydrant. I got a picture if you guys want to look at it, but I think something needs to be done about this, because, I mean, why aren't they getting road tickets? Because they should be getting a $15 ticket every night they're there from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And I think it's wrong. I don't know what's going on with it, and I don't care, but if they're going to park out in the road, they need to be responsible for their vehicle. Because I don't want it parked out in front of my house and it get damaged, and then they come back on and say, well, you did it. Because I got a camera at my house, and they're not going to see that from me, but I'm just saying I think it's wrong. And then another thing, right by the football field, there's a blue house. I think it's 326 Dewey Street. The whole back end of it's tore off, and it's got a big, like a tarp on it, and anybody could get in there. So if you got homeless people, they could be crashing in there. And I think that's unsafe, and that's something that needs to be done about that too, because, you know, it's like I've been complaining about that for 2 or 3 years now, and nobody is doing anything about it. And I just wonder who's responsible for that, to be doing that, that they just let it go like that. I don't understand why that is, but that's all I got, I guess. I just want, oh yeah, I want to say something about the cruise pits. When I cruised the pits back in the 70s, there wasn't nothing happening like there was last Friday night. And that's stupid. That's stupid to have that like that. And you guys just want to get people in here, and it's like, why? To wreck our town? Really? I'm 65 years old. Why come in here and wreck our town? Why don't you go somewhere else or do the thing somewhere else instead of right downtown Owosso by Taco Bell and on M21 there? That's ridiculous. But I don't know. I just feel like some of the stuff that Owosso's doing nowadays isn't very smart. Then one more thing I'll say. Now, when I used to get up there and talk all the time, you guys, or people used to answer my questions at the end of the meeting. You guys don't do that anymore. I don't see that happening anymore, and I'm just wondering why that is, because, you know, I mean, they used to do it, because I've been coming here for years, and I do believe that I need an answer for some of this stuff, so please think about that, and I guess I'm all done. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Yes, Mike.
Mike Martin. I live at 915 East King Street. I'd like to ask for a little more police patrol on Gould Street. I know it's a crosstown route to avoid traffic lights, and I drove a commercial vehicle for quite a while. I know what 45 and 50 miles an hour looks like. They're closer to 50 than they are 45 going down through there. And I think if somebody kind of hung out maybe off Moore Avenue, a house or two back, Jackson, you know, just so they could see. Well, I'm sure you're aware of how the speed is. Anyhow, enough of that, but got a problem with these scooters. They're ripping down through the neighborhood. Same, you know, they're going that fast too. No mufflers, no lights, no brake lights. After, you know, they were ripping by about 12:30 one night last week. And I'd like to see maybe somebody put a bug in their ear and get them to curtail a little bit. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike, for the comments. The council.
Okay. I'm sure the talking back to Jeff, a few comments on the parking all night. I'm sure the chief put that note down, and he'll check that into that, Jeff. He's shaking his head. They heard you. Louis Street, sure, that's a building. That's probably Tanya.
It's a house that you guys sold to somebody, and then they sold it back.
Right. Yeah, we'll look into that. I'll look into that, okay? I'll talk with Tanya about that. Cruise the pits, I'm not, wasn't here, so I'll just get a report on what that was all about and how that went. And of course, Mike, the chief heard you, so we'll be looking at that as well. Names regarding Mr. Menke, I'm not familiar with it. Not familiar in the past of names were given. I'll check with the city manager on that after the fact and see what that's all about. Going forward, we go to now this any council comments? Seeing none, this brings us to the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve. Support.
Motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business, in which we have four. The first we'll need, for the first one, for contract approvals, I'll need a motion to allow Councilperson Ludington to abstain from item number one, contract approvals.
I'll make that motion.
Support.
I have a motion support. Would that be a roll call vote? Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. Councilperson Ludington can be now abstained from the meeting. Be looking for a motion for business item number one, contract approvals, Ludington Electric, Inc.
Make a motion.
Support.
There we go.
I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, contract approvals, Ludington Electric, Inc. is approved. This brings us to items of business number two.
Wait, don't we need to get Carl back?
Oh.
That's what Nathan went out for.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we wouldn't want to.
All for one and one for all.
That's
just
right.
Kidding.
I like that.
Just know, Carl, you're back in this room because I
That's
remembered
right.
you. Just
kidding.
Thank
you. All right, items of business number two, property purchase, South Park Street, and we will begin with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a proposal to purchase land from the county treasurer. This property in parking lot number 10 has gone to tax foreclosure in the amount of a little over $8,100. This purchase follows the tax foreclosure procedures outlined in PA 206 of 1893. Acquisition will consolidate city control over our parking lot, and it also includes part of the right-of-way for Park Street. Originally, this was included in a long agreement from long ago regarding development of not only Capitol Bowl, but the parking lot and NCG Cinema. The Brownfield plan, the latest one I could find that included language about this parcel in the parking lot, expired in 2021, and that was part of the Capitol Bowl Brownfield plan. Rather than take the risk of letting this go to the nominal tax foreclosure auction. We don't want to run the risk of this being picked up by anyone else, not only because it's part of our parking lot, but more importantly, it's part of the right-of-way for Park Street. So this is our opportunity to secure control over the last portion of the public part of that parking lot that we do not have.
Thank you, City Manager. Any questions from council?
No. Make a motion to approve. Support.
Motion to support. This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the property purchase, South Park Street, is approved. This brings us to item of business number 3, unpaid parking ticket write-off. Again, I'll start out with the City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Finance Department is recommending writing off $5,130 in unpaid parking tickets from fiscal year 23-24. These are deemed uncollectible. I'm sorry, they're deemed that the cost of collection is exceeding the value of the receivable. The write-off is an accounting action and does not affect future enforcement policy. I do have some comments regarding the procedure that was followed in 2012. At the time, the city was facing $50,000 worth of unpaid parking tickets, about 10 times as much as we're facing now. The process isn't as simple as turning it over to the Secretary of State for collection. We would still have to go through the what's called the court referral process, so we would go through the courts, and if there was a judgment on those tickets, then we would have to wait, I think, up to 120 days before sending notice to the Secretary of State, asking them to not collect, but block driver's license and registration renewals. However, that changed in 2021. They no longer block renewals, and they no longer suspend licenses for failure to pay parking tickets.
Thank you, City Manager. Comments from the council regarding this? Now, I'd be looking for a motion.
Sure. Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion of support. So this would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. Unpaid parking ticket write-off is approved. This brings us to item 4. Business item 4, paperless utility billing. And again, I would start with the City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution would authorize a paperless billing option for water and sewer customers within the city's water and sewer system. The shutoff notices would still need to be sent via first-class mail in compliance with Public Act 3 of 1939. You also have a legal opinion from the city attorney in your packet expounding on that requirement to stick to first-class mail for any shutoff notices. Customers opting in would need to acknowledge responsibility for retrieving and receiving their bills via email. We wouldn't be responsible for any lost bills in spam folders and the like. This is pretty common among the communities that allow paperless billing. There are some long-term cost savings that have been realized by some of the communities that I've spoken to. Of the 20 communities surveyed, complete information was available on 10. Sometimes I would call one of them and they would say, well, we don't know how many of our ratepayers use paperless billing, but they could tell me things like what kind of accounting software they had. They all had the same as the city of Owosso, and what the date of inception was for that particular option in their respective communities. So what I found was the communities I talked to, it would range in date of inception from about 2011 to 2018. There were a couple that just hung on to the changes that COVID forced a lot of cities to adopt. They made it permanent after COVID. And during COVID, they just They just allowed it as an option to get through. But most were instituting this program around between 2011 and 2018. Strangely enough, the community that adopted it in 2011 had the lowest usage rate of 7%. DeWitt actually had the highest at 60%, and they had been going since, I think, about 2016. When I asked each of these communities what their experience was as far as encouraging people to use the system, they really didn't have an answer. There's been some turnover in all the communities I talked to, so they were just able to give me some of the data and not the more anecdotal experience stories that we were hoping for. But that's what I found. These paperless billing as an option, the communities that did utilize it or allow it, they had a participation rate of between 7 and 60%. I think it will depend on how much the city markets this as an option, but it's also very much dependent on demographics in a community as well. This is not something that Owosso has experienced before, so I wouldn't be able to comment on how soon we could reach, say, 50%. But if the data collected is any indication, it could take 10 years to get to, say, 30 or 50%. But we certainly think it's a good option because over time it will save. And if more customers have a good experience with it, word will spread that way as well. So we are recommending that after the city attorney has done his review, we are comfortable recommending that paperless utility billing should be included as an option for our ratepayers. And city staff, if approved, city staff will come up with some sort of marketing campaign to encourage people to use it, see if we can get to at least that 50% mark a little bit sooner than what other communities have experienced.
If approved, what's the timeline to implement?
I think we could have it for the next billing cycle. BSNA actually has an option where we can pretty easily have that available. We would just need to tweak our acknowledgement form just a little bit to include paperless billing, but it wouldn't take too much time at all.
The acknowledgement, would that mean that if I wanted to go paperless, I would come to the city and sign an acknowledgement right here?
You would have to, yeah.
Okay.
It's easy for staff to arrange for this in our software program, but we would not be able to do that unless there was an assigned acknowledgement form, because we don't want to not have a form on file, because then the city would be liable if something got lost in a spam folder. It's just a matter of getting people in to say, well, it's perfectly fine. I get it through email, and it's my responsibility to keep my email and contact information up to date and to make sure to check my spam folder, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Pretty simple.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, they would have to come in and sign.
Thank you. Further questions?
So there's no way to do that digitally? Sorry.
Yep. Not really. I talked to the Treasury Department about it. If we want to roll it out soon, that's the easiest way to do it. I'll inquire if there's a digital option. If there is, I'll be sure to say that if it's council's wishes, then we can roll that out too.
Yeah, I just think that you'll get more participation if it's easier.
Sure.
Do you have to come down now to set up water and do it in person?
I believe so.
So it's really that we'd be able to capture
the new people.
But yeah, as far as like existing customers being able to selectively go in and opt in, I think it would be great if we had a digital option.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. It's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Step one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet.
Make a motion to approve.
A motion. And support. This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. Paperless utility billing is approved. This brings us to our last citizen comment period, which you will be allowed 3 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone at this time? Mr. Mankey.
Well, first of all, thanks, Mr. Henning, on that information. That's, I guess we can't do anything about it anyway, except it would be, I think it would be good for our residents to know who's not paying their tax or paying their tickets, just like we put in the paper who isn't paying their taxes, especially if it's maybe one or two or three that are the majority of that, and it's just cheaper not to take them to court. On the billing that you just talked about, my question on that is that going to be typical, like how I pay my charge cards and everything online, or is this just sending out the bill and not paying online like others? So that's something else for you. As far as this past weekend, we were down a little bit from last year. We had over 7,000 last year people that visited Owosso, spent money here, went to our local restaurants and spent money, went to our stores, showed off their cars. And we had somewhere around 6,000 this year. We had 7,000 last year, but we had rain Saturday night. The majority, 95%, were great, but there's always I figured probably about 15 people that came into town didn't obey our traffic laws like they should have. But I would say that all the rest, they did. They parked their cars. People came up, seen them. We had over 400, I think, at one time down along Jerome Street and in the parking lot, and it was great. It was a lot of people came in. Demographics, I would say age, a lot of Gen X and baby boomers, and I think a lot spent money. So that's that. But we did have some that I seen that came into town that I wish they would have never come to town. But how do you, you know, thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Mackey. For the comments for the council. Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for any further comments. Yes.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. This Thursday, there's another free concert at the amphitheater. It's the Sandra Fay Band, which is classic rock and 80s rock. That was what their description was. And the event is being hosted by the Arc of Mid-Michigan. So if you want to learn more about the Arc and the work they do, or if you just want to go and enjoy the live music, 7 p.m. at the amphitheater.
Thank you, Councilperson.
Can I ask a question?
You may.
For the paperless billing, Nathan or Scott, is this something we could do also for like taxes and stuff? Like we had that one lady that was in here last two times ago, and she was saying that she basically gets the email about it before she gets the paper printout, and she would do away with the paper printout altogether. Is that legal to do the taxes as a way to save for people that just want a paperless bill?
Off the top, and I'd have to check to see if there's something in Michigan law that requires the paper bill. But I just don't know off the top of my head.
Because that's going out to how many, property owners, right? Like, that's a huge postage bill that we're paying, right?
Right.
Don't know for sure.
If you could look into that, get back to us, that'd be great regarding that. The other thing was the question Mr. Mackey had regarding paying online. I believe that this is what this is all about. Is this correct? When it comes to
I think that what we just approved was just to receive the bill.
Not to pay it online.
Right. I think the paying online is the same way that it's ever done.
Is that right?
Yeah, you can still pay it online, but you just...
You can do it currently? Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I always pay by check, as you just found out. But
it's opting to get it in the email, just the bill.
Okay. Further questions?
I have a question, I guess, about the burnout situation. How many years consistently are people coming into town and doing the burnout in the roads? Because every year that I've lived here, it's been every year. So that's four going on 5 years? Four years?
I think it's been seven.
7 years. So the expectation is that they come into town and they destroy the road. Like, that's the expectation. Do you get that sense?
I'm sorry?
That the expectation is that that's part of the event?
The event is just to come to Owosso, meet new people. That is a... all it is inviting people to come to Owosso. If you got a car or a bike, bring it, show it off, and obey traffic laws, do it. But come spend money. That's the whole thing.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just more saying, like, if it's happened every single year, then I would assume that there is an expectation that that is a part of the event. So how would we go about deterring it from happening?
We planned. That's why we had seven officers working overtime.
It was planned.
Yeah.
Just for that reason.
And they just got in and get it done real quick before anybody can stop them?
Yeah, seven officers is enough to keep a lid on it, but to prevent it would take a lot more resources.
I got you. It's just, it's so disappointing to see the damage the next day. I don't know, I'm sure everybody feels the same way.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I got in town just coming back from vacation, just when that was about maybe 4 o'clock on Saturday. I drove by on Park. I don't see damage other than rubber on the road. Is there damage being done to the roads?
Well, when those things happen, at least in my experience, because my husband is obviously a big car guy, so when we go to those things and they have the burnout section is very controlled because the opportunity for failure of in some way and it adversely affecting people in the crowd is very high, or property damage or anything else. Like, cars can lose control pretty quickly and pretty easily. So I don't know that it's like the rubber on the road is the problem. I think it's the potential lawlessness and like the recklessness that happens, the momentum, and that can get out of control extremely fast. So I think for me personally, I've always been uncomfortable with it in town as a resident. And obviously my family was there. The Lebowski was having the children's summer camp culmination final performance that same night. And so they came out to that energy and to deal with that crowd. I mean, so it was just, it's a lot. I would love to find a way to deter it or stop it altogether. Not the event, just the burnout, just the part that I feel is unsafe.
Or at least make it in like a dedicated burnout pad. When we do burnouts on our motorcycles, we have a dedicated pad in basically a safety zone. It's got a couple of cinder blocks.
Exactly.
Not cinder blocks, but big concrete barriers that you pull the bike up to, and you do the burnout. And yes, you can tear up the concrete doing it. We've tore it up with just motorcycle tires.
Okay.
I agree that I love the burnouts. You know, it's just who I am, but mm-hmm. I think that safety can be a huge issue. One of those cars loses control, and everybody on the side.
Well, you're saying you don't think Park Street is probably the right venue.
If they're going to do it, no, I wouldn't do it on the street. I'd do it in somebody's parking lot. You know, get their permission, let them be the sponsor of it or whatnot, and bring in some concrete barriers to
control it.
Control it.
Yep. Something to discuss going forward. Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that. All right. Further comments? Seeing none. Next meeting will be Monday, 2 weeks from now, August 4th at 6:30. And I'll be looking for a motion.
Motion
support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. We are adjourned.
Go, Amy.